There's no way a child today has a shot at having a normal life with the amount of toxicity that they're exposed to. If you take one step towards a non-toxic life, your body will take 10.
I did not want to learn any of this. Why can't I get away with what other people can get away with?
You have to focus on yourself. If you can't get healthy, everyone around you will suffer.
Warren, thank you so much for being here today.
It's a pleasure. I'm so excited to share some information.
So let's get right into it. You're non-toxic dad, and it's so overwhelming to be a parent in this day and age. Mm-hmm. What has gone wrong? Why is everybody so reactive? Why are kids so sensitive? What is the problem as you see it?
Lots of things, but I think the main thing is toxicity. It's mm-hmm. it's the elephant in the room, the pink elephant in the room with polka dots in the room. It's all those things, because once toxicity builds up inside of your body and your body gets exposed to more of it, it starts reacting to it. It can't handle anymore. It's done. Just like if you're in a relationship that's horrible and you continue to get yelled at and screamed at, you eventually lose your stuff. You just mm-hmm. can't handle it anymore, and your bodies can't handle it anymore. And children are being born massively toxic. Their buckets are full. The number one exposure of mercury to a child is from mom. Mm-hmm. It's not from the fish that you're eating in your tuna, and it's not from the air that you're breathing, from the rubber dust in the air, like all the things. We can talk about all that, but a child is now being born today severely toxic. The umbilical cord toxins, all these studies are making it clear. There's no way a child today has a shot at having a normal life with the amount of toxicity that they're exposed to. We have to make changes. And that change is happening. We'll talk about it. But if we don't make change now, moms, dads, we're in for the
biggest reckoning.
It is like it is falling out of the sky. Autism is skyrocketing. All these degenerative diseases only happen in adults are now happening in children. Genes are being triggered post medical interventions. Genes are being triggered in a kid that didn't have diabetes is getting diabetes after a medical intervention. We're triggering bad genetics. We're filling the toxic buckets of our children, and these exposures are causing massive reactivity in their bodies are reacting. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're expressing disease to survive. They're not expressing health to thrive.
I have to be honest with you. I did not want to learn any of this. I just wanted to eat what I felt like eating, and my whole thing is I was getting sicker and sicker. Is why can't I get away with what other people can get away with? That was mm-hmm. my orientation. How come I just wanted to feel nothing from the neck down, mm-hmm. just like be a brain moving through the world, boom, 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 doing what I wanted to do, and discovering anything about toxins in the beginning is just like instantly overwhelming. So can you break this down for people?
You felt a lot of the same feelings that I felt. When it came to, I just don't want to be toxic anymore. I just want to do what normal people do. I mean, I just love to be able to eat McDonald's again. When we're on this journey, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about another toxin. Like I'm done. Can I just be normal? God, can you just let me be normal? Like the guy that can watch, I just want to watch football and drink a beer and eat some chips. You just want to not, walk into a room and almost have a anaphylactic reaction to someone's perfume, or you want to be able to eat a piece of gluten again and enjoy a nice piece of bread, or all the things that we had to do to get well. It's just really hard and it's overwhelming. Can I just be normal? And the answer is yes, you can be normal, and you have to just take steps towards it. Your body wants to move towards healing, and to get towards healing, you just need to move towards nature. Nature is what makes us heal. Like that's the simplest solution out there. Don't get overwhelmed with, all the gadgets, all the biohacks. Do the things that align yourself with the synergy and symbiotic relationship we have with nature, which we evolved or created, whatever you believe. We have a connection to nature, and we're connected to each other. So as one part of this organism, the planet and us, are sick, it makes everything around us sick. Like if you're sick in a relationship, it's gonna create unintended consequences in everyone around you. So it's so important for us, and we'll get to children, to flip this paradigm. We can't continue this synthetic outside in medications, pharmaceutical drugs, even fake LED lights, fake clothes. It's got to start making sense because all this fake, all this unnatural is pushing us from nature. It's pushing us from the full expressions of ourselves, the the manifestation of the beauty of who we are, what we can do in the world, being mothers, being fathers, mm-hmm. being a child that can just have fun, right? So let me just go there for a second. Like when I was sick, and I got sick when I was 25, right? And at least I had 24 good years, right? I cleaned up hazardous waste for a living. I got sick cleaning up, you know, toxic stuff. I gained weight, anxiety, fibromyalgia, all the things very similar to what happened to you. I couldn't sleep at night, all those problems. But I had 24 good years. Then I moved into the moldy basement of my parents, and it went to the, from the 5 out of 10 to the 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 different doctors. And so you have a child that you're taking to all these different doctors. They have food sensitivities, right? They can't concentrate in class. They're getting these weird diagnoses like Pan's Panda. They have these autoimmune conditions. They're not having fun. They can't go do gymnastics. They're sick and they can't go to school all the time. It's just overwhelming. It's wiping out the tribal life of a family, the family unit, which right. should have more relationship. And then we shrink back, and then our friends are judging us because you have a sick kid and you can't hang out. Like, it's overwhelming. But at least I had 24 good years. At least I was able to do some of the things that I love to do and travel and go to Montana and get my master's degree and have some fun. But these kids aren't even getting a chance, Sinclair. They're not getting an opportunity to enjoy life. So if you're overwhelmed by toxicity, then start thinking about, you know, humanity and your child, and think about your future, what it's going to look like. And that's one of the psychological things I had to do. I had to paint a picture in my mind that someday I was going to get married, right? I had to paint a picture in my mind that someday I was going to be healthy. And so one of the best ways to push through this overwhelming amount of toxicity is paint a picture of hope. Paint a picture of what your future will look like with making those decisions each and every week, even if it's each and every month, that move you closer to nature. Like small things, I can say, I'll just start wearing organic hemp. That's why I wear this cool organic hemp shirt versus a polyester one that might fit and look nicer, or a pair of pants that might my butt look a little bit better, right? So I'm wearing linen, which has frequency. It has life. Mm-hmm. Polyester clothes, no life, no frequency, mm-hmm. right? Toxic water, right? No life, no frequency. It's not a fresh spring water, mm-hmm. right? Air, right? We need fresh air, right? To grow. We need sunlight. We don't need LED lighting. It literally does not activate our ATP and our mitochondria. It detox us. It's no good. And we do, you know, some red light panel and, you know, get outside, right? It activates the energy pathways of your mitochondria so that you have the ability to detox. You need 4 ATP to produce a glutathione, your body's number one antioxidant, a detoxifying agent, and we're told not to go in the sun. So right. everything that they're telling you that moves you away from nature and away from God and away from relationship is leading to toxicity. So, and I know we align with this. Mm-hmm. So to make it easy, take steps towards nature, get outside, ground, which is math. It's better antioxidant than, you know, they'll tell you to drink wine. It has an antioxidant in it, but it's poison. Eat foods that are healthy, that aren't sprayed with pesticides, mm-hmm. that aren't coated with a toxic wax coating that could be carcinogenic to make it preserve longer. Get back towards nature, you know, get some chickens and turn into a conspiracy theorist, and then you'll be healthy again.
What I love about this reframe is saying, I get to learn about this. I get to do this as an act of love. I get to do this as an investment in my future instead of, are you hitting me right when I have no energy, my brain doesn't work, and I don't feel good, I have to learn this whole new thing. So it's total flipping the script. I love that.
We were talking off camera, and you taught me the reframe that I love myself enough to make this decision, because so many of us, we don't love ourselves, right? Because we were beat up by, you know, verbally by a coach like I was, mm-hmm. right? Or your husband or a friend or a partner or a parent for that matter, right. because they had challenges. But just be like, okay, I forgive them. Like, so do breath work, which is one of the reason I love that is getting connected to God and knowing that you're loved. Like, I really think that's important. You know, no matter who you are, what you believe, whether you're Muslim, Hindu, Christian, know that you're loved. And so many, even, you know, we're from a Judeo-Christian country. And so many of us, many of the folks in America are Christian, but they really don't know that they're unconditionally loved. Right. So when you know you're unconditionally loved and you love yourself and you're making decisions because you're in a place of strength, because you're in a place of wholeness. And I think that's where breath work and getting out of that sympathetic response and getting quiet I hate to quote scripture because it sounds like Christian-y and I don't want to really do that, but, you know, be still and know that I am God. I'm doing this because I love myself. I know it's going to pull my life forward. I know it's going to be better for my family. I know it's going to be better for my future. You have to have delayed gratification. Well, I want the sheen clothing because I want to look cool. Really? And I know it's hard, especially I have a teenage girl. So she wants to look like everybody else. And, you know, she's literally sneaks around and keeps her Lululemon, like the one that she still has, even though I buy her like Ne Marie, which is mostly organic. More than last night, actually, that was from my non-toxic dad Superman outfit. I had my wife's Ne Marie on. And I'll have to say, to camera, my butt looked great. Like it really did. It had a nice lift. You know, it fit really well. You know, I got some compliments.
I think what you said is so important because even for folks that don't come from the paradigm that we're coming from, you could still remember that you are an essential part of nature. You are an organism in nature. Just because you moved inside doesn't mean you're not a part of nature anymore. And you still belong and you're still worthy of care like any mammal or animal in the, you know, animal kingdom. So the piece that I want people to remember listening from home is when we reach for creature comforts or crutches that harm us, whether it's the shine clothing, the plastic clothing, or the foods that are not actually good for us because we want to fit in, that drive to belong is still that drive and that need to be loved and to receive love. That is a profound need and desire for belonging. So we have to recreate that for ourselves in the beginning on the non-toxic journey. You'll find your weird crunchy moms and your crunchy dads to do this with over time, but we have to create our own belonging with ourselves and with our higher power first, often.
What motivates us to choose a non-toxic lifestyle has to come from a pure place. It can't come from, I want to fit in or because I'm desperately sick. I just want people to realize that I'd rather see people make decisions out of love for themselves and their family. And who's telling you you can't do that? Why would you allow society to tell you what you can and can't do when the outcome is producing life, that it's moving your family legacy forward, it's moving humanity forward? Nobody can argue eating Fruit Loops versus A2 organic yogurt from Costco. What's going to move your life forward? What's going to push you and your family towards amazing goals? What's going to support companies that actually care about humanity? And it's happening right now. What's amazing, and I don't know if this is true or not, that McDonald's is supporting regenerative farms, right? If you would have talked about this 8 years ago, no one would have believed that a cow is good for the environment. Nobody. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, cows are good for the environment. They do help the footprint because it's helping the microbiology of the soil if we do it in a symbiotic relationship with nature. There used to be buffalo everywhere. Mm. That's what created healthy soils, and that's what created, healthy air, and we got rid of it. If you raise a cow in symbiotic relationship with the earth, where they're grazing, where they're pooping and peeing and turning up the soil to allow the moisture to come in and not, you know, wash away, and you're using the type of grazing, what's the grazing called? Rotational type grazing. It's literally creating a better planet. So the cows are actually not only going to be healthier because they're eating the microbiology, they're not eating glyphosate grain, they're eating the bugs and microbes that are in symbiotic relationship. We're more bacteria than we are cells, right? So all of this has this beautiful synergy. And when you raise beef, chickens, yourself, you know, in alignment with nature, your cats and dogs in alignment with nature, how they were meant to exist, you produce an outcome that's beautiful, that's expressive, that leads everything forward. But if you get outside of nature and you take a cow and you shove it full of hormones to grow it faster, to make more profits, you lock its head, you know, so it's miserable and you know, not living its best life, right? We thought, live your best life. Well, you're putting a cow in a situation where it's not meant to live. Mm-hmm. It's not in the sunshine. You're going to make toxic meat. The fatty acid ratios are off. The vitamins are lower. It is poisonous. Yeah, the cow farts in that case would be bad because it's not offsetting its own cow fart, right? It's not offsetting its footprint because it's outside of nature. Mm. So I think these are good examples to understand that if this whole this whole movement towards nature. This is like 60s without any of the weird stuff and the drugs. Like we're moving back towards nature. Regenerative farming is becoming cool. Some of the wealthiest people in the world are buying farms and regenerative farms, and they're sharing that message. The guy that sold Papa John's, he's into regenerative farming and all the non-toxic movement, and he sold pizza. But where he landed is we got to be in alignment with nature. We got to get back into relationship with nature. Dr. Zach Bush, that guy's genius. And he'll talk about how birds, the songs of birds that have evolved with the trees, open the trees up so that they can breathe, mm-hmm. that they can exchange oxygen and CO2.
Isn't that cool?
It's amazing. And that same song can heal your body, those frequencies. But then we have synthetic frequencies, synthetic light, synthetic noise, which doesn't, we're not evolved with it. It sounds so, is it esoteric?
It feels ethereal? Very abstract and weird, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It seems very ethereal, but it really is the answer. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, but on non-toxic diet, I keep it really simple. Here's three swaps, you know, mm-hmm. good, better, best, mm-hmm. you know, milk to buy, milk to avoid. So we're trying to make it simple, but those incremental steps that you're making, in fact, are making you choose nature. If you get organic milk, it's better. So you're literally through your choices, not only you're helping yourself, loving yourself, you're changing how our food's going to be grown. Mm-hmm. You're changing how we're going to consume information. You're changing everything. And it's the power is in us. And like on social media, I don't know if you get this. It's like, you vote with your dollars. You're like, you don't vote with your dollars. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You are so much more in control than you know. And I love this message because it feels very overwhelming to live in this toxic world right now and realize, oh, microplastics. Oh, wait, mm-hmm. endocrine disruptors. Oh, wait, halogens. Oh, wait, what's all this stuff about fragrances that don't mm-hmm. have to be disclosed? Oh, no, heavy metals. Oh, no, herbicides and pesticides. There's so many classes and sources of toxic exposure, but you're still your own greatest source of exposure to those toxicants. And so you are deciding on a daily basis if your life is going to get easier or if it's going to get harder. Because those little particles add up and they act as inflammatory irritants and as disruptors of the body's own brilliance, the body's own strategies for repair, right? Mm-hmm. That's why it matters. We don't care because you gotta be a good little mm-hmm. detoxer. No, this is about being at home in your own body as the soul that you really are. And that you're so disrupted by these irritations, it's this background noise where you can never settle in and hear your own thoughts or hear your own heart or hear a higher power.
And you and I, I guess after doing this for 20 plus years, we've gotten to that place. But no. Like you said to me earlier, even off camera, this is overwhelming. And this, maybe someone's missing out. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna rewind to what you originally brought me on to is talk about reactive. Mm-hmm. Like people are reactive to food. People are reactive to chemicals, which we're going to go. It's called chemical sensitivity, multiple chemical sensitivity or MCS. People are reactive to frequencies. You know, people are reactive to what else are they reactive? They're reactive to light. They get headaches mm-hmm. Because of the flicker, mm-hmm. right? Which causes a neurological, because your brain can't keep up with that, mm-hmm. right? And so it causes brain inflammation and headaches. So we're reactive to all these things, but they're outside of nature mm-hmm. and they're not natural. So we're reacting to them. We can talk about all the biological pathways, but I think a story of hope would be best right now. Did you have chemical sensitivity?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did. You had it all. You did. Did you have abnormal shyness? Like you couldn't look people in the eye?
Oh, I was totally socially phobic. I would walk through the grocery store, like when we had to check out. I could only withstand going to the co-op because the lights were really bad in the big grocery stores. Mm-hmm. So we went to this little co-op in this little mountain town, and I would press my nose into Michael's shoulder so that I didn't have to make eye contact with the checkout person.
Could you drive cars? Were you able to drive?
Yes, but I drove with my wrists because I couldn't open and close my hands. Michael wouldn't get in the car with me. He called it my death trap.
Oh my gosh, it is a death trap. I'm glad I didn't know you back
then. I have guardian angels, so it's
okay. Glad I didn't know you back then. So MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity, it was debilitating, right? Mm-hmm. And the hope of it is that you definitely can reverse multiple chemical sensitivity, and you know, the hard part is with chemical sensitivity, something like a fragrance, it's a neurotoxin, right? It's chemically engineered to trick your brain to smell like something. There's nothing natural about it. Of course, there's hormone disruptive and carcinogenic compounds included, things like phthalates, but you're smelling it, it's a fragrance. And you think that, again, this is outside of nature. This isn't a flower. It's this chemical, and your body doesn't know what to do with it. So it causes a neuroinflammation, and that inflammation causes brain fog, your brain. It can also cause a histamine reaction, which can lead to headaches. It can cause asthma. I've had clients in the past where we removed their Glade plugins, and they're like, oh, is it odd that my bird's now singing again? Because the bird was living in brain fog and it couldn't be happy. It couldn't sing its song. And the same thing happens to us. If we're breathing bounce and fragrances and Glade plugins and Febreze, we're going to lose our song.
Absolutely.
And it's going to cause a reaction in our body, whether you have multiple chemical sensitivity or not. If you're out there and you have multiple chemical sensitivity, which is now accepted, I was actually on a multiple chemical sensitivity list in Pennsylvania. I got on it. So anytime someone would come and spray chemicals or pesticides, they had to call me first. I still get phone calls today, and I had to get a medical doctor to sign off on it. So it's a real disorder. It's recognized that even in the medical community, and it's recognized by the state of Pennsylvania. So this is a real disorder. And some people, probably like you, you can have an anaphylactic shock. You can fall over. You can get paralysis. Like it's we're reacting to these chemicals. We're that reactive. Mm-hmm. You can't. Some people can't even get near a cell phone or if a Bluetooth is on. That's how sick we're getting, and even our kids are getting that sick, and you don't know why your kid's behaving a certain way. We're overreactive to mold and mycotoxins. We've lost our resilience. And so this reactive, our body's trying to fight back. It's trying to give us signals. It's trying to tell us, wake up, something's wrong. You need to make a change. If you just make a change, like your laundry detergent, like removing all the Glade plugins from your house, getting rid of colognes and perfumes and everything from skincare that's 50% petroleum, you know, base toxins that are estrogen mimickers. These are obvious choices. Your body will respond. And over time, your body will relax. You won't be as reactive. But then you have fear to deal with. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with the limbic system of your load. You have to deal with the limbic system of your, sorry, you have to deal with the limbic system in your brain to remember that you are healthy, that you are whole, that you are going to, that you're not, you've been healed, that you've made the steps and done the right things. Did you deal with that same problem? Like,
absolutely. Yeah. You know, mold trauma is real. MCS or MCAS also, you know, that leftover trauma is real. And so you have to learn and relearn and test the system and realize, okay, it's actually safe for me now because I've done all this hard work.
Yeah.
You know, but it happened so slowly that, like, I remember the first time I fell on my bike after I'd been well for a while, I went into full on meltdown mode of like, oh my God, I'm never going to be well. Now my ankle's not going to work. I'm never going to heal because I was so used to, in the past, healing so slowly, or moving into a mold, you know, hotel room for a couple of days and realizing, uh-oh, my body's going to shut down and starting to disasterize about it. You know, and having to retrain that piece at that stage of healing, like you are capable of healing. You did that hard work and now you have to remember it.
One of the things I did was kind of crazy is that after I was well, I would like, in the past, I would literally, if I would fill up my gas tank, I would have a reaction. Eventually, and I'd walk away and get upwind. These are techniques though. Like if you're filling up your gas tank, depending on the gas station that you're at, you could be getting close to the EPA limit, the permissible exposure limit of benzene. So it is quite a big load. But I would fill up my gas tank and I'd be like, I'm not gonna react. I'm gonna be bold. I'm gonna be strong because I knew I was healthy enough. And eventually, I was able to fill up my gas tank. It wasn't the fumes that were making me react. It was all in my head, which was triggering a histamine response, which was triggering the brain fog. And so I learned over time that when I went into a crowd of people, it wasn't the perfume that I was smelling. It was the social anxiety of being around people again that someone may have perfume on. So this is a mental game. You have to understand that you are strong, that you are resilient. When you make these decisions, you're full of hope. If you take one step towards a non-toxic life, your body will take 10. Mm-hmm. One other thing I could encourage people, if you're in that space, get around positive people. The toxicity of being judged And the faster you can get over that, take it from a 50-year-old, like, don't care what other people think. Just make the decisions that's best for you and your family. Mm. Don't worry about what other people think. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. Choose to block someone who's causing anxiety every time they text you that they want to fight. Mm-hmm. Just get rid of every stressor you possibly can so that your body can rest and restore. You deserve it. You know, your family deserves it.
And I think you and I are both walking examples of what happens when you do that, when you actually put the healing process first. It looks very selfish, and it is, because you're sending all of your energy deep down into your roots. Yeah. And everybody has judgments about it and what's happening. There's no fruit on the vine. You're not giving anything to me. You're not contributing to our world right now. But you have to reset your foundation. And now look at what both of you and I are doing, like, where we have so much energy to pour mm-hmm. into other people and advocate for their healing and the world we want to live in. But it's because we refused to be distracted from that first piece.
You have to focus on yourself. And if you can't get healthy, everyone around you will suffer. You invest into yourself now or never have the strength or the ability to serve yourself and others later. And I think all of us, the highest form of satisfaction is servant and in serving others right. and loving others. And that's ultimately what this is about. You get healthy so that not only you can love yourself, but you can share the abundance of love and compassion with others. And that will heal a nation.
That's beautiful. I want to talk about how that translates for you as a dad, because I know for parents, you're only as happy as your sickest child. So for the parents out there right now trying to navigate, oh my gosh, how to get through life and how to be a parent and work on their own healing and their child's healing at the same time, all these swaps can feel really overwhelming.
Yeah.
So what is your first advice to them?
The first thing is that you're a great parent, right? You have to remember that you're not failing. And the fact that you care about your decisions and you're being hard on yourself, if that's happening to you, then you know that you're a good parent, right? I have to tell my wife all the time, do you know how amazing you are? You're freaking homeschooling. You know, you're cooking meals for people, like for your family, and you still feel like you're not enough, but you are enough. You're doing an amazing job. Don't waste your energy on all the things you're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, focus on the solutions and take that energy and continue to get better each and every day. So first, let's lay the foundation. You're an amazing parent. You're doing the best job you can and you want to do better. So let's do better. What can we do better, right? You might not be able to homeschool your children, right? But what can you do? You know, you can create systems. It's not that hard to start packing your lunches with organic turkey from Costco, like we talk about, or, you know, healthy snacks, or, you know, dried fruit from Costco. It's inexpensive. You're not giving them junk food that's empty calories. Mm. You're giving them nutrient dense food that's going to move their lives forward.
So in cleaning up the household as a parent, because you're in decision, you know, you're the decision maker for what brands enter the house.
Yeah.
Where do you suggest people start? You know, especially when you're thinking about child exposures because their kid isn't feeling well.
That's a big shift, right? Like I have my 14-year-old and, you know, I was able to slowly over time convince her, you know, that, you know, no more plastic clothing and we can afford to get her the nicer stuff. So it's tough. So, you know, for clothing, I think that's important. You know, I think, but always, whether you're an adult or a child, get their room where they're sleeping, safe. Get rid of all their synthetic bedding, which is lifeless and full of chemicals that's getting in their body. They're there probably 12 hours a day, especially teenagers, and they're in their room and they're breathing toxic air if they have furniture that is off-gassing. Mm. So getting an air filter, cracking their window if you can. Let's get where they're spending the most time as healthy as possible. So I think that's really important. What are some other things you can do? Definitely don't let them do perfumes and toxic lotions. Just get them the natural stuff, right? That's an easy swap. So a child's skin, this is an important point. A child's skin is, I think, up to like 10 times more absorbable.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's going to, everything that they put on their skin is literally getting into their bloodstream so much more because their skin's not fully developed, literally until like their 20s or something. The food that they're eating, anytime that they're at home, just make sure you're choosing organic when you can, get rid of the dirty dozen, soak the harder fruits 15 minutes in baking soda, parboil or paraboil your rice so you're not giving them arsenic. Like a lot of these fun things that we teach on social media, those can make a big difference. They're all free. Get your kids outside. Don't let them be on devices. It leads to all kinds of IQ loss, relationship challenges, like you're not setting them up for success. Mm. So get them off of those devices. And that's really, really important. This isn't going to give them an amazing future. Getting them to read books, getting them in, surrounding them with friends, you become who you hang around, right? So surrounding them with friends and adults that support this message that they look up to. Obviously, everything that they're eating while they're at home, you know, go to use all olive oil, get rid of your plastic cutting boards, the, you know, just the basic things you can do. Start using filtered water, let them cook so that they participate in their own rescue and they take ownership, because no one wants to be told what to do. But they, if they're told no, they're going to react. But if they say, hey, what would you like to cook? And here's your options, and give them choices, that will make it, makes it a lot easier. Wow, it's tough for kids, man. That's why I homeschool. So it's so frustrating for me.
What do you most want to say to manufacturers of products that are impacting, you know, households and children right now? Those manufacturers of food, manufacturers of household products. What is your ask of them as non-toxic dad?
Yeah, would you please stop looking at profits in your bottom line to improve the world? You're making plenty of money, and you can shift how you're doing business to bring life instead of take life away. You might not think that you do, but you are, right? And I would hope that you can find a way to create businesses or to help small businesses that may not have the resources and systems you do, bring them under your wing and help scale and grow their business so that we can get back to nature, that we can get back to natural fabrics, we can get back to regenerative farming, that we can not just profit, you know, economically, but we can profit as a nation, that we can profit as families again and have real wealth in this world. Like, you know, there's this movement right now where we think that we, you know, we want to be wealthy financially, but we need to be wealthy spiritually, we need to be wealthy emotionally, and we need to be wealthy in our health. So if you could wake up and realize that, and I don't think you're doing it intentionally, just like if you're in the medical system, for example, if you're in the medical system, your bottom line is how many surgeries can we do? How many times can we use this new piece of equipment, this CT scan, so we can bill insurance and make money? That is not in the best interest of the patient. Redo your business models and do what's in the best interest of the patient, what's in the best interest of the family. And I promise you that all the resources from heaven and the universe will still give you a great life and will help humanity, and this world can change just like that.
Hmm. What's your message for dads right now going on this journey?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is to get out of your ego. And I say that gently, but we're designed to drive, to help, to fix. And listen to the intuition of your wife. Tap your femininity, if you will, into her femininity and listen. Because they have this unique ability to preserve your family. And everything they're doing is in the best interest of you and your family. And if you would listen to them, and collaborate with them, you'll find that life will be way better, right, for you and your family. It comes kind of rude, but you're gonna remove that tension and you're gonna be a partner. Like what my wife and I said is we're a team, right? So once we start arguing, it takes team out of there. So be a teammate to your wife, support her gut instincts for your family. And the more I see that, the more quickly I see change happening, because change is going to come in the home. And women do have an intuition, and they naturally have a more open heart. They're naturally more sensitive. They're hormonally built that way. And I would listen to your wife far more than you may be. The more I listen to my wife, the better my outcomes are. Like when it comes to social situations, when it comes to the decisions I make for my family, for you know, for everything. So spend less time on the golf course, you know, spend more time in your family. It's the greatest treasure that we're ever going to get. It's better than any trip, better than any other dopamine spike, jumping out of an airplane, all the things that guys like to do. Connecting to your wife and to your family will far exceed any joy you can get anywhere else in any other activity that you do. Listen to your wife, do the right thing, put them first. And in putting them first, you're putting yourself first, and you're going to have a way better time.
Thank you, Oren. This is a joy to do with you. I appreciate your advocacy in this world. I'm so glad we got to do this.
Yeah, I'm so honored to meet you and be part of this this docuseries. It's been absolutely amazing.
Thanks for spending this time with us today. I know these conversations can bring up a lot, and I want you to have room to sit with what you learned and let it land in your own body. If you want more support or you're curious about the next step on your healing path, you can always connect with me. Find me on Instagram at TheDetoxNation and explore resources mentioned in this episode at detoxnation.com. This conversation is shared for education and personal reflection and isn't medical advice. Please always work with your trusted healthcare providers for your care. I'm really glad you're here, and I'll see you in the next episode.